Hi, this is the Geyer Cook Report, and on B2B Thursday, we talk about business-to-business solutions that help your company. And the first one up is the Geyer Cook Report questions. I received a Google form this morning, and the light came on. I said, bazinga, I can make the Geyer Cook Report questions into one of these Google forms, gather email addresses, etc. So, the first link that you'll see in the show notes, if you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, of course, you'll see the show notes that we're talking about today. And this one, it says, click on it, and we'll see what it says. The Geyer Cook Report questions, 27 questions for you to pick five of, that will use those to put together for your interview. To be sure you have the hardware that's needed, log into firetalk.com, whack the Geyer Cook Report with your Twitter handle. And if you don't have the mic and the camera set up that works, I can call your digitally powered smartphone. And we can do it without the camera and the microphone if you don't have that hardware. Okay? So give that a look. There's 27 questions there. Pick out five of them. Submit in the answer. The paint's still wet. Just put this up this morning. You know our motto, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. This might work because it hasn't been tested too much. So you might be the test pilot. Okay? Wouldn't that be fun? So give the Geyer Cook Report questions form that's brand new today a look. And while you're looking at things, I went into Twitter this morning. You know, we surf every day. Went into Twitter this morning, and Thursday Thoughts came to light. The trending things on Twitter, one of them is Thursday Thoughts. There's a hashtag you can search, and there's a lot of inspirational quotes and so forth. Went and looked through that. Good stuff. The one that caught my eye the most is referenced there in the show notes, that every Thursday, they'll be coming up with a new topic to talk about. And every Friday, well, they'll start taking direct messages for suggestions for the next week's Thursday Thoughts. So get to that community on your Twitter account. I think you're going to like it. And the third thing we're going to talk about, and this is closer to home, the first state legal cannabis business owner elected into public office. Well, I helped him get over the chicken pox years ago. That's my youngest. Stephen Ray Lee won the election. He's now the city councilman. They take office and start doing things in January, I believe it is. Give that a Facebook link a shout and let Stephen Ray know that you're thinking about him. And we won't tell you his nickname he had when he was a kid because he's a big guy and I don't want to make him mad. Anyway, congratulations to him. And while we're looking at these tips, be a patron, won't you? The patrons that support our Podbean-powered audio couldn't do it without you. Like you a lot. There's a new Facebook group. There's a link there on the side. If you're on mobile, we've got an app on Apple Podcasts. And we've got one for Google Play if you're a Droid user. Like, who isn't? Anyway, that's shameless plug. Thanks to Hattrick and Ramsey. Unleashed, that podcast that Fraser Ramsey is one of the co-hosts. He's got our show up there, and we appreciate your content being allowed to let us make a shout in there once in a while, like we're doing today. So, other thanks, EileenSmith.com. It's in the notes there. Eileen is the one that told us about Screencast-O-Matic, what we're recording the show with today. Well, we use it every day. The Friends Just Chatting group. If you're in the Facebook group to join the Geyer Cook Report group, hey, take a look at Friends Just Chatting. It's people from all over the world. You'll like it. There's a number of other links there. And without going through the big chapter and verse dissertation, reading them all to you, take a look at the Geyer Cook Report. Podbean.com. Thanks to Hattrick and Ramsey for making us a part of the show today. Have a good weekend. It's a wrap.